So throughout today then, we've been hearing about North Yorkshire Connect, which is an online resource for a whole variety of different people and is enabling a lot of information access for a whole range of different services that you may not have had access to before. And here from she is the head of Stronger Communities, I have Marie-Anne Jackson. Hello.
Hello.
So tell me a little bit more about North Yorkshire Connect then. What is it, if people don't quite understand what it is, and what's it out there for?
Okay, well, North Yorkshire Connect, it's a brand new online directory of a range of different organisations across the county who are providing really valuable services and activities for people of all ages in our communities. You can think of it really as an online telephone directory, but it's got a lot more things to help you navigate your way around than a regular directory. So, for example, if somebody lives in Ripon and they want to find activities for young people, they may have just moved to the area and want things for their children to do, they can type a search into the directory about activities for children or youth clubs, say that they're in Ripon, and then search maybe a 20-mile radius of Ripon or how far they're prepared to travel, and it'll bring up all the different organisations who are providing those sort of services. You can also browse the directory. It might be that you're not quite sure what you're looking for. You're looking for a new hobby or something, a day out to go with the family, and you can browse through the various categories. So there's lots of different ways that people can use it. And we really would encourage people to have a look and see if there's something there that's of interest to them.
Was it something that people were struggling with beforehand? Was it hard to link groups who had a service to offer and the people who would benefit from that service?
I think that really depended on where you were. And what we found was when we first started on this project, we did a quick search on the internet to see how many different directories were out there, because we knew that various organisations had directories that they put on the internet. And indeed printed directories. And just a very cursory search, we found 84 different services directories just for North Yorkshire alone. Some of them were very small, serving quite a small geographical area, and we wanted something that covered the whole county. We've got certain responsibilities. We have to produce service directories, for example, for children and young people services, and our duties under the Care Act means we had to do it anyway. So rather than just being quite limited, we opened this up to a range of partners, and I think there's something in excess of 30 different partners who have helped us with this, and thought we would try and do something really comprehensive and get as many organisations as we could to put their information. So it's a one-stop shop, really, for charities, voluntary sector, different clubs and societies.
And I presume it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. People can just access it online.
It is indeed. And it's free to use. It's free to register your details and your information. And yes, you know, it's 24/7. So you can, you know, sit down on an evening. If you're a night worker, you can have a look through in the middle of the night. It's there all the time for people to have a look at.
Fantastic. Well, just remind us then, what is this North Yorkshire Connect web address for people who want to either browse or add their own group?
It's the usual www. And it's northyorkshireconnect.org.uk.
Fantastic. Marie-Anne Jackson, thank you so much for talking to us. And best of luck for everyone out there who's hopping on board.
My pleasure, and thank you.